Yeah, actually, it was a 48-yard catch and run by Taylor Gabriel on the bubble screen, but the head coach was impressed, and we're impressed. Benson Mayowa makes his debut on the Silver and Black Show, number 95, who ran down that wide receiver.
Yes,
great hustle, great effort.
Appreciate it.
You're known as a speed guy, so what is your 40 dash time? Because you ran down that receiver like a cornerback.
I ran a 4.63 in the regional combine over there in Seattle. I didn't get a real combine shot, so you know I had to go to the regional, and I ran a 4.63 there.
Now we know you're from the Seattle Seahawks, and you were known mainly there as a speed edge rusher. So just talk about that skill set a little bit before we get. You played the run extremely well in Cleveland, but just coming off the edge and trying to get that edge and come around with speed.
I mean, that's something that I do in high school. I've always been playing DN. That's something that my coaches in high school had me play. You know, they seen I had initial quickness, so they put me at the defensive end position off the edge. And going into Idaho, I also played that there. So, you know, pass rushing is, you know, it's a gift, it's an art, but, you know, I've been working at it for so long, so that's something that I have.
Yeah, we saw that from the preseason game when the Raiders and Seahawks played.
That chair.
Oh, stop rocking?
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
It. Thank you. Go ahead, Greg.
Me too?
Nope.
Yeah, we saw that in the preseason when the Raiders played the Seahawks. You had the ability to come around the edge, but at 252 pounds, the way you played the run against the Cleveland Browns last Sunday was really impressive. So talk about when you're up against a tackle that weighs 320 and you're 252, Benson, how do you do it?
I mean, man, I'm underestimating and playing the run. So, I mean, you just gotta bulk up. You know, it's really not about how much you weigh. It's about, you know, how you your technique. And if you really want to play the run, you got to play. And that's what I am. Like, they say I can't play the run, so I'm trying to prove that I can. To be in on first and second and have the opportunity to rush on third. And that's where you get your money on third down. So.
Yeah, against Cleveland, you had four tackles. You had one tackle for loss, a very impressive play where you threw away Jordan Cameron and stuffed Ben Tate. One thing Jason Tarver, that's all we hear him talk about, is use your hands.
Yeah.
Your hands. He's always on you guys. What does that mean to use your hands when you're playing on the D-line?
When your hands are in front of you, you can shed, you know, either left or right, and, you know, be in position to make the tackle. So if you get the man off you, you're in a position to square up and make tackles. And that's why he always tells you to use his hand. You can't make tackles if you're locked up on the tackle. So when you shed him and throw him to the side, that's where you get in a good position to make a tackle. So that's what he means by use your hands.
All right. It's glad to have you here now. With the injury to Justin Tuck, you're playing a lot more. You did grow up in Southern California in Inglewood. Were you a Raider fan, a football fan growing up?
Like I said, man, I was a Laker fan, man. I wasn't really big into football. Like, you know, I was a Brett Favre fan. I was, you know, but playing football, nah, I didn't play football. My brother played football. I was more of a junior Laker, YMCA basketball player, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm sweating.
Really
man, I don't know why they brought me here after practice. You should let me hop in the shower.
You should have showered.
All, man, you know. Appreciate you.
So right after that preseason game, the Raiders played the Seahawks. You get waived in the final cutdown, and you're on the market for exactly one day.
Yeah.
So talk about going from Seattle to the Oakland Raiders right after that.
I mean, right now it's a blessing. Last year when I played for Seattle, I only played two games.
Mm-hmm.
So after I think it was the Panthers I think it was the 49ers. So after that, I sat out the whole rest of the season, but I was on active roster. And like I said yesterday when I was getting interviewed, you know, when you're sitting on the bench and you're looking at the plays and you know you can make them, it's kind of hard to sit down and, you know, knowing you can be an impact into the game. So, I mean, having an opportunity to play right now, that's great. You know, I'm in a good position and I'm just, you know, like I said, and everybody's quoting, like, I'm just cherishing my opportunity.
Yeah, I remember watching the Panther game. You had a couple of tackles in that game and actually played pretty well. You guys won it at the very end.
Yep.
Russell Wilson and the challenge. You know, last week with Brian Hoyer, you had to worry about the outside zone and the boot game off of that. But this guy, he'll boot it and naked on you and run downfield. He's got the read option. Talk about setting the edge and staying home on the backside against your former teammate. What's the challenge on Sunday?
Man, Russell Wilson, man, he's amazing. He can create with his feet. So what you have to do against him is like exactly like what I've been doing. You have to play the run. You have to get them to third down. Once you get them to third down, that's all they practice over there is boots, misdirections, and just trying to get somebody that's not doing their job, basically, somebody undisciplined. So what you have to do is stay home with him and get set your feet and either play run or boot. Because now what they're doing now is when they come out the boot, Russell's, like, optioning the throw. So you just got to be able to come out your stance and, you know, either play either which one, and that's what we've been practicing.
How about the outside zone run game? You guys just shut it down in Cleveland, shooting gaps and getting knockbacks, but they run this extremely well with Marshawn and Turbin and Tom Cable. So the challenge going up against your former team to shut down their vaunted zone run scheme.
We just got
to
play hard nose. We just got to do what we've been doing for the past 3 weeks. You know, it's a challenge, but, you know, that's a challenge we're taking. So, I mean, we signed up for this. So we know what they're going to do, and we got to defend it. That's what football is, really. Yeah. You got to line up and beat the man in front of you.
Just keep doing what you did last Sunday in Cleveland. You should be all right. Benson, welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, sir.
When we come back on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to talk to Jim Plunkett. We'll take it to the Chalk Talk, and we'll show you how the Raiders shut down Cleveland's run game and how they will do it again Sunday in Seattle on the Silver and Black Show.